Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
I passed it this morning, as I do, Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, and the poster's up and the signs are out. And the King and I is on, and but the good thing is they're here. Annalene Beachy and Darren Lee, thank you both for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Because I'm sure you've loved nothing better than getting out of your warm, cosy beds on a dull morning to come in here this morning.
Oh, where's the sun gone?
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted to have you both. And firstly, congratulations on, because I've seen the reviews, this is like a humdinger of The King and I. You're clearly enjoying it because it's such a big deal. Now, Darren, you're a stranger to us in this country. Have you been before?
No, so I came to do the UK tour of this particular show. Yeah,
that's right. I'm now into Ireland.
Yeah, I'm from Southern California.
That's right. So this is your first time in this neck of the woods.
Yes, it is.
But Annalene, you're no stranger to this part of the world.
No, that's right. I've been here for many years. My family live in Wexford and Waterford, and I've been in this in the RTE studios many, many times with the concert orchestra, with John Wilson and various other conductors over the years. I've been at the Bord Gáis and The Point when it was The Point.
That's right. And you do the BBC, Friday Night is Music Night, all that stuff.
Yeah,
Ken Bruce and all the rest of it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you've all that history behind you.
Yeah.
So were you telling Darren how fantastic it is here? Were you filling him
the
in?
The whole cast, they couldn't wait to get here. I think most of them have had a Guinness already. There's a competition with one of our cast members, Coqua, who plays the Crawler Home, who wants to see the taste differences between Northern Irish tato and Irish potatoes.
Oh, well, news for you.
So
it is completely different.
Well, he's got a multi-pack. He's already setting up a taste test.
You're joking. Darren, you can't do that because you've got to be slight and dancing around the stage and being regal.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have tried a lot of the chips, and I definitely am enjoying them, that's for sure.
The tato ones from here are just...
They're a different level.
They're all,
totally.
I hate to say this because I'm sure people will be disgusted, but it's a fact. facts have to be laid bare. So listen, talk to me, Darren, about your involvement in The King and I. But you have a stage history that goes right back. I mean, I have to be honest with you. When I read that you had danced with Catherine Zeta-Jones, I'm sorry, but that was my evening destroyed. That is fantastic. You have a great history with theatre, of course.
Yes, I've been in theatre. I started on Broadway when I was 17 years old, and I was lucky enough to perform in a bunch of Broadway shows over that period of time.
And what were you doing? Like at 17, was it a chorus job?
Yes, I was in the ensemble of a new musical called Shogun that was based on James Clavell's novel. There was a miniseries, in the 80s, and then I loved it, and I stayed in New York City, and I was fortunate enough to continue to pursue a career in theater.
But it is so difficult. I mean, I know it's difficult here, and I know it's difficult in the UK. In America, it is so difficult because there's so many talented people, with respect, and you get refused, and it's next. It must take an awful lot of daring do to say, I'm going to stick with this thing.
I think so. I think that a career in the entertainment industry, I think in general, it has to be something that you really love, that you have a passion for, because there is so much rejection. There's so many hard times, you know, between the what someone might perceive as glamorous times. And so, you really have got to love what you do to be able to make it through those difficult times.
That's right. And believe in yourself, because that's the other thing, Annalise, isn't it? You've got to believe in yourself, because otherwise... Where are you going to go?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, I think universally in this industry, just you have to love it and have a passion for it, because for every three jobs you audition for, you know, you probably lose two, and maybe you'll get the one. But you know, it's part of the job.
But isn't that the scary thing? You know, that you have to keep coming back. You know, for the next one.
Yeah. You know, but that's what it is, and it hasn't changed. And you just keep going, and you just keep getting back on that.
So when did you start at this this run of The King and I, the two of you? When did this start?
I actually did the U.S. national tour of The King and I, and then I joined, right before COVID, I joined the U.K. tour, and then I've been with the, once they started again after COVID, I've been with it since January.
All right, so it's like...
I just joined this section about 2 months ago, I think.
All right.
So
getting to know you would be a good tune to play then.
Oh, very good.
See that for linkage? See the way I did that? See, that's, you know, I've been here a while.
You know.
It's a very ancient saying, but a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. As a teacher, I've been learning. You'll forgive me if I boast. And I've now become an expert on the subject I like most. Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you. Putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new.
Getting to know you, Rodgers and Hammerstein from The King and I. I'm joined this morning by Annalyn Beachy and Dara Lee, and I'm just, when you look at the list, it's literally hit after hit, isn't it, this thing?
It really is
hit after hit, and people often wonder about that, because you do go to some musicals with the greatest respect, and the hits at the end, the one hit. You guys, it's full on, too.
It is, and you know, I mean, it's Whistle Happy Tune, Hello Young Lovers, Getting to Know You, Puzzlement.
Shall We Dance.
I Have Dreams,
Shall We Dance, which is one of the great hits.
Yeah, they do it, something wonderful. Mm-hmm. It is just one after another, and I think that's the lovely thing. If you're not very familiar with the show, you will know the songs. So, and you won't realise they're coming up, and then you go, oh, I know this one.
That's right.
It's lovely.
Yeah. It's also a great story, you know. Like the story as even today, and it kind of takes you away from everything else that goes on in the world as well, which is no harm from time to time. Be it domestic or international, it's no harm.
Indeed.
That you can kind of get yourself into another. And that's the other thing I love about theatre, particularly when you go to the Bord Gáis, because it's kind of plush and lovely. And you kind of just disappear into this other evening of...
Yeah. And that's our job, isn't it?
Yeah,
just to take people on a journey with us to somewhere that they may be unfamiliar with, or a story they may or may not know. And it's a privilege from our point of view to be able to take people with us and to explore that together. And every night we may be saying the same words, we may be singing the same songs, but every night it is different.
But it's very intense for you two. That's the thing, because it is the King and I. What about the children? How many children are involved in this?
Well, we have three sets of royal children, so Darren's children, and then we have four Louis, because they can't do eight shows. They're not allowed to do eight shows a week. So they do sort of half a week each. So we have
15 or so?
All in all of the royal children, and then four of the Louis who come
in. They're only little people.
Traveling
with you all over.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes when they've had a day where they've been traveling to the venue in the morning, and then they get there and then they do the show, and you can see their little eyes are getting tired and sleepy, so we try and gee them up a bit.
Do you find the King is very receptive to that and very kind?
Sometimes.
I have to pay the march of the Chinese Siamese children. I've loved this all my life. I don't know what it is about it, but it's the most beautiful piece. Now, we don't have, obviously, the music from your particular production. It's Alfred Newman, so therefore it's the movie. Just to give people a little flavour, because it's wonderful. It's... Just give me a little flavour of a piece of music that, as a child, I remember my mother playing on the record player at home. Like, that's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we were just saying here, while I was playing with Annalyn Beachy and Darren Lee, we were just saying that people know this. Even if you don't know it, you think you know it. And then, Darren, you were saying that it's that people preempting moments on stage when you guys...
Sure, I think it's really interesting to see the range and demographic of our audience. We have audience members that when... Mrs. Anna teaches the King the phrase, etc., they know that that becomes an iconic phrase throughout the show.
Yes.
And then, you know, you have these wonderful moments where people are discovering the show for the first time as well.
Yeah, no, I think it is. It has that special thing. Listen, I have a very brief piece here of you, Annalyn Beachy. Marguerite.
Oh, yes.
When was this?
Oh, gosh, this was in 2006, maybe?
Okay, yeah. No, I don't know. I have no idea. You did this here or there?
No,
or
it was in London at the West End. It was part of a limited season, and it was Bublil, Schoenberg and Michel Legrand who wrote the show with Herbert Kretschmer.
You work with Michel Legrand?
Yeah.
Jiminy.
Yeah.
That's quite something.
He was great. He wasn't there for very much of it because he obviously doesn't live here, but he was around for the Sitzprobe and for the show opening up. But he was a fascinating man, very interesting man.
I bet he was. Before we go any further, you mentioned to Ian, my colleague, about the dress.
Yes.
That you're wearing. Now, obviously for Darren, there's no bother. Because he's the King, he can just, you know what I mean. But for you, does a dress that is quite the thing.
Yes, the dress I wear in the second half of the show, the beautiful Shall We Dance dress,
yes,
weighs 4 stone in weight.
That's ludicrous. And I love the way, for those of us of a certain age, you did it in old money.
Absolutely.
4 stone.
4 stone, yes.
That's
yes.
Right. None of this carry on.
No.
4 stone is a huge amount.
It's like carrying a sort of 4 or 5 year old around my hips for about 45 minutes and then dancing and throwing myself on the floor. But we call it, I very much refer to it as the third person in the scene a lot of the time,
yes,
and the third person in the dance, because Darren has to negotiate it as well and make sure he's not standing on it. And to be very honest, swirl me around and lift me up sometimes.
You could take
me
off with the
I
weight
possibly
of it.
Could. If you dropped me off a building, I think I would just float down like I have a parachute. To be
it's very
honest.
Possible. It's very possible. Just before we do that, because I want to play that, I want to play Shall We Dance, because I got to. This is just a tiny little taste of Jazz Time, just because it's you. Because it's you.
Come on, dance and sing and syncopate. Gotta swing your little blues away. It's jazz time. It's jazz time. Keep hopping till the morning sun.
It's jazz time. It's jazz time. No stopping till the dance is done.
Funny, it's your story, like any tune. It reminds me of something else, but that's not here nor there. Swing a thing and dance to Daddy, the Sammy Davis Jr. thing.
Oh, Sweet Charity.
Yeah, it's a little, yeah.
Oh,
but I never made the connection, so say nothing.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Chat to us today about your later life lending options.
Get 20% off M&S school uniforms, including weather-resistant trousers.
We're braving the outdoors!
And stain-resistant school shirts.
We're creating my next masterpiece.
M&S school uniforms with prices locked for 3 years since 2021. Available in-store and online at marksandspencer.ie now. 20% off all school uniforms. Offer starts 27th of June. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Marty in the Morning. Weekdays on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
By the way, the competition we're running this morning, the Vodafone for the €300 voucher. Well done to Eric and Deirdre in Killaloe, County Clare. You are the winner this morning. Well, winners this morning. And we'll come back to that again tomorrow, that Vodafone competition. Just to finish up with you guys, Annalyn Vici and Darren Lee, you're on today.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Tonight. Running till the 1st of July at the Bord Gáis with the King and I. Is there a matinee tomorrow?
Matinee tomorrow and Thursday and Saturday.
Lord, no wonder you're so slim, the pair of you. Crikey, that's a lot of work.
It is.
To be brutally honest with you.
Yeah.
And then after Dublin, you're off to where, do you know?
We have the summer off. So,
oh, brilliant. Yeah,
it's, Darren, you probably go back to America.
Yep,
I'll go back to my
York,
family
yep.
In Kent.
So, oh, right.
Yeah, nice break for them. Hopefully the sun will come back.
Well, please God. Please God. And we'd like some of it over here as well. You know, at least in the States, there's a good chance of it. Before we finish, Shall We Dance? It is still such a very important part of this musical, isn't it?
I think Shall We Dance, sometimes it can be perceived as just a little ditty of a song, but I think the metaphor of two forces deciding to come together and try to create one moment of swirling unity is really what it's about.
It's a very important piece of work in the entire production. Thank you both for coming in. You can't go back to bed now. I know that's too late now. You're up now. Listen, keep well and enjoy the King and I.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Well,